is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. Awesome. What is it that we do?
The people.
Jalen Rose, I'm very upset. I am concerned. As a die easy, not a die hard, a die easy Nick fan, I am very concerned about these reports that they are engaged with talks with the Utah Jazz to trade for Donovan Mitchell. They signed Brunson. Brunson and RJ Barrett. That makes sense to me as a backcourt. Brunson and Donovan Mitchell does not make sense to me as a backcourt. They didn't draft anybody in the first round. Why? Because they got draft assets so they could bring in a star. This isn't the star. This isn't it. You've got Scott Perry's number in your phone. You've got World Wide West's number in your phone. I need you. I'm begging you to use your phone to make sure this does not happen, because I think this is a bad idea for the Knicks.
One of the coldest nicknames I ever created was World Wide West. So cold. Shout out to Knicks Brass. I got a chance to run into Scott Perry and Coach Tibbs recently. And as we have these kind of conversations, and I was just at the Summer League, sitting front row with my good friend Tom Gores, who owns the Pistons, you remind me that I appreciate the opportunity to do this show, because we never have to say sources, because I am the source. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wait a minute, I am the source. You know what I'm saying? Shout to Dave Mays and my guy Benzino. With that being said, let me just tell you this. I might have Donovan Mitchell's number in my phone too. And Brunson may be named after me. So I know a little bit about this topic. Now I'll come a little closer. If you're a Knicks fan, you need this to happen.
No, no, disagree. Hard pass.
You need this to happen, David.
Disagree, disagree.
Here's why. You're gonna get a star in New York City legitimately that wants to be there in Donovan Mitchell. See, the one thing that has to happen in New York City is you need to have that anchor player that you know is gonna be a perennial all-star. He's gonna be that for you. He's gonna be that 25, 30 point scorer consistently for your team. Think about Coach Tibbs and what he wants to focus on. Since his focus is defense, two miniature guards in the backcourt. They're both 6'2", 6'3".
He said miniature.
Well, because
Donditos.
Well, Donovan Mitchell plays like he's 6'5", or 6'6".
But he ain't.
But he's really like 6'2". And so is Jalen Brunson, right? So Tibbs is going to have a focus on defense. But you know what he likes for his guards to do? Be ball dominant. See Derrick Rose. He's gonna put the ball in these guys' hands and they're gonna take you home. Now here's the other thing. Are we keeping Julius Randle in this process?
Unfortunately.
What's wrong? Why? You don't like Brunson, Mitchell, and Julius Randle? I'm telling you, Jacoby, and I got a sleeper for you. Look deeper into that bench.
Only Hartenstein's my guy. Big year for Hartenstein this year.
I can't stand you.
I love Hartenstein.
Shout out to Emmanuel Jalen Quickly. That's my guy. Cam Reddish. I think he's an underserved asset that is going to do more for the New York Knickerbockers. I ain't mad. Now, what are you giving up is what I ask.
RJ and some picks.
What if the Knicks? Okay.
RJ and some picks. And that's the problem right there. Because again, Jalen, you're listed at 6'9, you're probably like 6'8, right? What are you doing as a point guard if you're being guarded by Jalen Brunson or Donovan Mitchell?
I'm taking him to the post.
Thank you.
Jalen Brunson, but here's the thing. Brunson plays a lot larger than he is. He and Gary Payton II are like the biggest 6'2 guards in the league. And what I mean by that is, you saw how he's posting up Chris Paul and the Phoenix Suns in the playoffs?
Yeah, I did.
They're gonna have a backcourt, Jacoby, that's gonna be ball dominant, and it's gonna be able to now have a go-to player in Donovan Mitchell that can be explosive in the playoffs to compliment Julius Randle.
Well,
Julius
Randle was just the Knicks' best. Do you say explosive in what now? Explosive in what? In the playoffs? This team's not making the playoffs. Look at the odds for the East right now. And you stop me when I name a team that's going to have a worse record than the Knicks. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Bucks. Celtics.
Worse.
Heat.
Worse.
Sixers.
Worse.
Raptors. Hawks.
Worse.
Bulls. They ain't in the playoffs, dog. They're not in the playoffs. They got plus 4,000 to win the East. Like you bet $100, they give you $4,100 back. And you add Donovan Mitchell to this team, it does not change that. So they've amassed all of this draft capital to bring in a superstar, but this superstar, who I like Donovan Mitchell a lot. This is not about Donovan Mitchell as a basketball player. It's about his fit with this team. It's about his fit with this team.
I know what you're saying.
It don't work. It does not work. Get Scott Perry on the phone. Get Scott Perry on the phone, though.
Like, do
give me Scott Perry's number. I'll call Scott Perry right now.
You know the Nets. You know the Knicks and the Nets won the same amount of playoff games last year, right?
Yes, I do.
You do know that, right?
Yes, I do.
And you know it's a sad time when Spike Lee shows up at the Barclays Center and he got to rock a Brooklyn Dodgers jersey. You know what I mean? Let me tell you something. Fat Joe, Dipset, the Locks, they'll be back in the Garden, Jacoby. When y'all get Donovan Mitchell and Jalen Brunson. I'm telling you.
Don't put that y'all on me. Don't put that
ball
y'all on me.
Ball handling is a premium. Ball guard play in today's NBA is at a premium. Trust me, Tibbs is going to let them have the ball. It's going to take pressure off of Julius Randle to be a creator. He can be a lot more of a finisher. He just made the All-Star game 2 years ago. I love R.J. Barrett. I love R.J. Barrett.
I like R.J. Barrett a lot. I like R.J. Barrett a lot. His game's like your game.
I love R.J. Barrett. But if I was choosing this season one of those two players, I would definitely have to take Donovan Mitchell.
Of course.
And you would too.
Of course. Of course. Donovan Mitchell's an all-star. Donovan Mitchell has the seventh highest playoff points per game in the history of the NBA. Donovan Mitchell's a dog. When the lights are the brightest, he shines the brightest. But I do not see him and Brunson as complementary pieces in a backcourt. I see them as redundant pieces in a backcourt. And if we do this show tomorrow and we're talking about a trade that already happened, I might even cry. I might even cry. But Jalen,
if I cry, you cry, we cry together.
Jalen, you've got such a great mind for rosters and the NBA, and I really think that you should be a GM, but you're not yet. But right now, we're going to play GM Jalen. GM Jalen, you are the GM of the Brooklyn Nets. I am playing the role of your former teammate, Rob Pelinka. Ooh. I am the GM of the Lakers.
Role
and I'm
going to
get on the phone.
Role play.
Mr. Rose, how you doing? How you doing this afternoon?
What up, Dow?
Oh, it is you. I can always tell from the greeting. I'm glad you picked up my call. I've noticed that you're having some difficulty there with your personalities, your locker room, and your roster. Seems like you've got a couple unhappy stars over there. KD asked for a trade. Kyrie doesn't seem like he wants to be there. He had a tough season last year. Got swept by the Celtics. You know what? I'm going to do you a favor, Mr. Rose.
Oh, you're going to do me a favor.
I'm going to do you a favor. Okay. I'm going to take your problems off of your hands. I'm going to take... Well, you know what? I've got a trade proposal for you. Take a look at this. You trade me, Kevin Durant, and Kyrie Irving, and you get Anthony Davis, former MVP, future Hall of Famer, Russell Westbrook. And you know what? I'm going to throw in a first-round pick. GM Jalen, you can't say no to that. I'm going to do you that favor. You can't say no to that.
See, here's the thing about this conversation. I appreciate you taking the time.
Okay, thank you.
I have the former MVP in Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting one back, Anthony Davis has never been an MVP.
Future MVP.
So when you call me about Anthony Davis, let's talk about games missed. Did you know that my former MVP, KD, actually missed more games the last three seasons than Kyrie Irving? Did you know that? But did you also know that he has 4 years remaining on his contract and he's still one of the top two or three players in the entire NBA.
I'll take that off your hands. You're welcome.
So if you want to call me about KD, you don't even have the deal to take to get that done. Oh, let's talk about Kyrie. Now, you don't even have the assets to get that done. You don't have the assets. You don't.
Hold
but
on.
I got something we could talk about. Oh, if you want to send me Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving can be in conversation. We can work that.
That's not on the table right now. But you know what I'm going to do, Mr. Rose? You know what? Because our relationship is so good, I'm going to sweeten the pot. I got another trade proposal for you.
Okay.
Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook, 2027 first round pick, and Austin Reeves. I'm putting Austin Reeves in the trade, dog. I'm putting Austin Reeves. You can't say no to that.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
No. Not even Reeves on the table? Look at that athlete right there.
No. KD is off limits to your
shots.
You guys just don't have the assets. Now, if you want to send me Superman, literally, like Christopher Reeves, you know what I'm saying? Then we can talk about something. But in all honesty, you don't have the assets to get KD. Like, the only way you could get KD from me is if you trade me LeBron. Like real talk. Now, this Anthony Davis and Kyrie thing, let's talk more about this. They're both top 10, top 12 players.
Not really.
Why do you not believe so?
Well, Mr. Irving has not been that available for the past few years. And Mr. Davis has also had some health issues as well. So I might not put them in the top 10 right now, but top 24, sure. Now, Mr. Rose, are you officially denying the counteroffer that involves Austin Reeves?
You know what? As far as I'm concerned, I'm going to do you a favor.
What's that?
Austin Reeves should be untouchable for you.
That's a good point. Like, I'm taking him off the table. Yeah, I'm taking Austin Reeves off the
like
table.
Like him and LeBron should be untouchables
all
for
you. I'm going to talk to Miss Buss. I'm going to talk to Miss Buss and I'll get back to you. All right, Mr. Rose? Appreciate you.
All right.
Love. Jalen Rose, we get to talk about Zach Wilson. You have no idea why Zach Wilson is getting MVP buzz. Oh, wait, you know exactly why. And we finally get to discuss it on national television right after this.
You're so messy.
Coming to you live from the Seaport in New York City and brought to you by Chase, welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, there was a report, a rumor, an Instagram comment that maybe sort of alleged that Zach Wilson might have slept with his mom's best friend. Well, guess what that led to? More bets on Zach Wilson being the MVP of the NFL than Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, and Aaron Rodgers. Only Josh Allen more people have bet on to be the NFL MVP in July, according to Caesars, than Zach Wilson.
Jalen, I love this show so much.
I have to say, when I heard that Zach Wilson maybe kind of sort of possibly slept with his mom's best friend, I believed in him more as a quarterback. I really did. Did you feel the same?
Well, obviously other people did as well. And the petty is at an all-time high here. But I also have to ask this question. If I was really going to be petty, I would say, how she look?
We haven't seen her. Don't worry. I've researched. I'm a journalist. I've researched this story. I've seen Zach Wilson's ex-girlfriend. I've seen Zach Wilson's ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend. I've seen Zach Wilson's mom. I can't find this best friend on the internet anywhere. And I've researched.
I got more. Because this is cultural. Because like you and I discussed, usually your mom's best friend is like your auntie when they look like me.
Yeah, when you they look like saying? Me, that's just your mom's best friend. You know? My auntie is my mom's sister. That's my auntie. For you, like anybody in your mom's phone is your auntie. Anyone in your mom's phone is your auntie. Anybody. Anybody in your phone is your auntie.
Rest in peace, Jeannie Cassandra Rose. I'll never forget being such a youngster. Me and my brother Kale were just talking about this recently, and I miss my mom so much. how she had a beautiful friend group, Gene Fuller and Al Scene. We used to be sitting back, but they were aunties. You know what I'm saying? They were aunties. And then here's the other thing I have to say in return. They wouldn't get with one of her sons.
No.
You see what I'm saying?
This is all messy. And also, Zach Wilson didn't deny it, but he did post this. He's like, I've been out in Idaho. I had poor cell service. What did I miss? I love this. It's not a denial. It's not a confirmation.
But
it's funny, though.
How did we find out? We found out because allegedly his ex ended up sleeping with his ex-roommate.
Mm-hmm. His best friend and roommate. And current wide receiver for the Commanders. I do not care about Commanders-Jets games, but now I do care about Commanders-Jets
games. And we're responsible journalists. We're covering the MVP race.
Yes, this is just the July content. We're talking about the MVP race in the NFL. And we have a Kawhi Leonard sighting in the wild. Paul George got married in Italy. Congratulations to Mr. George and his now bride. And Kawhi Leonard was photographed at the wedding. There he is with Karl Anthony Towns. And look at the braids on Kawhi. What do you think about Kawhi, the Clippers, this team building? I had the Clippers as like second favorites in the West.
You know, the one thing about Kawhi is he's an unassuming superstar, kind of like Tim Duncan. So It's only right that he played so many years with the Spurs and won championships there. And so a lot of times we show him almost like it's a sighting of Bigfoot. It's because he's not posting on social media. He's not in the comments. He's not always saying something to try to go viral. But you know what he is doing? Balling like crazy when he's healthy. And you see that dunk right there? When everybody starts talking about who the best players in the game, y'all make sure Kawhi's in the conversation. I'm gonna get on my Roy Jones Jr. Y'all must have forgot. When Kawhi was healthy, like just recently, now you get Paul George and go with Reggie Jackson and you re-sign Zubac and like they got a squad.
John Wall?
They got a squad.
Re-sign
Ty Lue
Batum,
coaching.
Terrence Mann. And let's not
the wings,
forget.
Covington.
And this, I love this kind of team building right here. This is how you win championships. That's how you win championships. You team
championships are won off the floor as well because of that bonding, that building, that ability to sacrifice. And when you're with a group, there's a difference between when somebody makes a mistake and you like my fault versus somebody makes a mistake and it becomes an argument. You see what I'm saying? And so that's what's important about these team bonding activities. And frankly, who closes games? Because sometimes Reggie gonna be out there, sometimes John Wall gonna be out there. And both guys gonna have to be ready for the result, win, lose, or draw, when the media ask them after the game.
So I'm very happy to see the Clippers building chemistry. I'm very happy to see the Clippers healthy. I think they're one of the favorites in the West. But this incident does lead to a question. It's time for Soft Move or Boss Move. Jalen, destination weddings. Paul George got married in Italy. A lot of people get married in foreign countries. That cuts down the guest list a little bit, you know? Soft Move or Boss Move, destination wedding.
First off, it's a boss move. I went to Juwan Howard's and his wife Janine's. And let me tell you why I believe it's a boss move. You said it cuts down the guest list. Mm-hmm. It actually doesn't. It exposes the guest list for those who can pay their own way. Ding, 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 ding.
I see what you're saying.
That's number one. Number two, it creates a more intimate situation. We're here simply because of this. A lot of times if you do it in somebody's hometown, you got random people showing up like, oh, I knew him in high school. Or, oh, it's like that? You ain't invite me to the wedding. It becomes more about the guest versus the attendees and the celebrators. So I believe a destination wedding is a boss move. What do you think?
I believe it's a boss move as well, but I have different reasoning because a lot of times at a wedding, You get there, you meet people very briefly, and then you leave. It's about a 5-6 hour experience. If you go somewhere, you take a plane somewhere, you get to build new bonds. So by the time you get to the wedding reception, you know, that guy Steve you met yesterday in the hotel lobby is like one of your best friends. So you like really become a cohesive group and unit. That is why I support destination weddings.
Great point.
This is the kind of journalism that you'll get here on Jalen and Jacoby, and you're gonna get more of it right after this very short break. Summer League continues on the ESPN family of networks. Look at this stacked lineup from 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern all the way until midnight. You can watch Summer League action on ESPN2, ESPN, ESPN app. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Every day we recognize Brittany Griner is still detained in Russia.
Wrongfully detained way too long, 147 days. We here at Jalen and Jacoby send her prayers and also wish a speedy recovery and return to the United States.
Jalen, I know you were mentally preparing for Keegan Murray to be on the Pistons. However, he was drafted at number 4, which allowed Jaden Ivey to be on your Pistons, but he has been balling for the Kings. What do you think about Murray?
He's a bucket, and also does it in multiple phases. Can go left and pull up, can play through contact, can shoot the three. And I like his pace and his patience that he plays with. Also, the sky's the limit for him. I think playing for Mike Brown is gonna be a great guy as a coach to develop his talents. I like what they're doing. Adding him to go with De'Aaron Fox, who's a blur.
I like what they're doing as well. The Kings have a sneaky, nice little roster. Now,
Sabonis.
Jalen, tomorrow we're going to get back to GM Jalen, and I'm going to make a trade proposal that's going to make you say yes, finally. It is going to happen tomorrow, ESPN 2.
All right, we'll see.
We always say we get the people they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast audience. Jalen Rose.
What up, though?
There's an interesting little nuggety report coming out of New York City.
Ooh.
It says Kyrie Irving never requested a trade, doesn't want to be traded, wants to play for the Brooklyn Nets with or without Kevin Durant. Interesting. Do you think that Kyrie Irving right now is happy to be on the Nets, even if they don't have KD?
My late great Uncle Palmore has been featured on Story Times on this show. And one of his favorite sayings was, when I tell you the chicken lay eggs, get the skillet hot. And if I'm the Nets, here's what I do. I play the marathon game. And I look down at a piece of paper and I know that I have Kevin Durant contractually obligated to play for me the next 4 years. As long as I know that, I'm good. So first off, I'm good. So I woke up today feeling real good about my franchise, feeling real good about my roster. Like, I'm good. I was at the owner's meeting, I was feeling good. Like, yeah, I know Adam Silver had to come out of the meeting and talk about, you know, what do it mean for the league when players ask to get traded? But it doesn't mean as much when he's under contract. And while the Nets garnered relevancy when they got KD, Kyrie, Harden, they still were back page in New York City. I don't have to tell you, you live there. You don't have to tell me, I write for the New York Post. I write for the New York Post, and I'm telling you, they're a back page with them. So you think that's gonna change if they trade KD? They're gonna virtually become irrelevant. And I know people gonna sell you on, they just want a hard playing team like they had a few years ago, when they was made the 8th seed and they had D'Angelo Russell make his only All-Star game and they had Jared Dudley.
I love that team. Karis LeVert, Jared Allen.
I love that team too.
When if there is
They I love that team too.
They were woo walking. I love that team. That team was having fun.
Yes.
Like, that team was having fun. That was a team you look at and say, look at these young men coming together, having fun, building chemistry. What should we do with this team? Trade everybody, bring in a couple stars.
Because it's a superstar driven league. And my point is that exactly. You have to trade everything you just said for 4 years of Kevin Durant. Especially when you just had him for three seasons. And he's played two of them. You take 6 years of Kevin Durant on your roster before you take that roster you just talked about. That was a fun team. It was a great watch. We went to games. We hosted a show there. We did all of that. But they got Kevin Durant on the roster. So, based on what you're saying about Kyrie's trade request, no rush. No rush. I got him under contract for another season. No rush. And all of a sudden, they start playing well together. And by the way, who's holding this up, right? If the Nets call Kyrie right now and say, Kai, we want to give you 4 years, 250, what do you think he gonna do?
Where do I sign?
Correct.
Where do I have to go? I'll come to you right now. I'll fly, I'll drive, I'll get an Uber. You put the piece of paper in front of me and I'll sign, I won't even read it. I'll just sign it.
So let's not act like they're the ones controlling this. Okay, they have KD under contract and they could give Kyrie a contract anytime they wanted to. So based on those two factors, I'm giving y'all the common sense. There's no need to rush. I would not trade either one of them. I'm not rushing today to make a move.
Okay, question for you, Mr. Rose. I hate it when you say the field, but I'm gonna use that term right now. You have to pick week one, opening night, late
Nets.
October.
Nets.
Is Kevin Durant
Nets.
On the Nets or
Nets.
The field?
Nets.
Really?
I know you can hate me taking the field so much that I'm gonna take the Nets before you even finish the question.
I didn't even get to say it.
And when if I own the Nets and the season start, Kevin Durant gonna be on the ticket. I just saw, just like he did, the Golden State Warriors win the championship after him. There probably won't be a more motivated player this year in the NBA after getting swept this year by the Celtics than Kevin Durant. You want that version on your team. I ain't trading.
Does Ben Simmons play the first night for the Brooklyn Nets?
Yes.
Does Kyrie Irving play the first
yes.
night?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
So you think we're going to sit here in front of these cameras and microphones and talk about all these potential trades for Kevin Durant for 6 more weeks, 8 more weeks, I mean, 10 more weeks? That's 50 shows. There's only so many fake trades I can come up for GM Jalen.
That's more shows than teams. Two
and
times
And nothing's
more.
Gonna happen. And nothing's gonna happen.
Nothing's gonna happen, dog. Nothing's gonna happen. And we all know, like, at the snap of a finger, everything changes. But if I'm the Nets, I'm in the pole position. I have KD, and I can pay Kyrie. I have KD, I can pay Kyrie. What's the panic?
Okay. Jalen, I have to talk to you. This is difficult for me. I played in a rec league game last night.
Uh-oh.
0-for-1 from the field.
Only one shot? You only could get off one attempt?
Air ball.
What quarter?
Second quarter.
So you played the first quarter, didn't take a shot. Your nope. self-esteem and your confidence was down as a basketball player. You
yep.
finally take a shot and shoot an air ball. You freeze up and you misrepresent the Jalen and Jacoby brand so much that you don't take another shot?
I was talking to the team after the game and I was like, Jalen's gonna be upset about this. Because now every time I play, someone on the other team recognizes me too. Every time yeah. I play. because I was wearing the Fab Five socks from the JRLADetroit.com. Got the Fab Five socks.
Cold.
And this dude was on a weird thing. It was a free throw, and I was at the free throw line back to rebound. And he was like, "Oh, I see those socks." He's like, "You're David Jacoby, aren't you?" And I just can't represent the brand like this.
You representing the Fab Five brand and the Jalen and Jacoby brand shooting air balls?
One air ball. 0-for-1. 0 points. One air ball.
One air ball counts for three.
It was bad, too. It was a 15-footer straight on. Basically like a free throw.
Yeah, that's three.
Dude stopped covering me. So I'm setting picks for my guy Rom, and the dude, like, he's just getting wide open threes because the guy supposed to be covering me isn't even around.
It was bad, man.
How was your cardio? How was your cardio though? How was your cardio?
Not good. Not good. And the gym is hot too. It was hot and humid on the fifth floor. It was like a sauna in there. I was playing for like 3 minutes. I was like, I need a sub, dog. I brought two shirts and a towel.
How long does this league last?
Forever. I've been in it for 25 years. But I think it's about like eight, nine, 10 game season and then playoffs.
So it's like through September?
This particular one, we're four games in, so we probably got about six more. So that'll probably take us through the summer.
Because, you know what? I'll love to come in, like, do a Wilt Chamberlain appearance at the summer league.
I would love that too, Jalen.
You know what I'm saying? And Nicholas Tutts need to come run too. That's what you need some reinforcements.
I need to get some shots up. I need to get back to my outdoor pickup basketball. That's what I need to do. There's some hoops in my neighborhood. I'm gonna start barnstorming around New York to get some shots up. Get my confidence back. It makes me sad. What always makes me happy is when we hear from the people. We always say we get the people what they want. Part of that is hearing from the people. If you call 985-80-JALEN. Again, 985-80-JALEN. You can leave us a voicemail, and we'll put it on the show just like this.
Jalen Jacoby. First of all, shout out Red to Lid. Shout out the whole staff. It's been a long week without you guys. Listen, I really need you guys, man. So, first of all, this is confused in Cleveland. I'm using that pseudonym for a reason. I've been in a committed relationship for 8 years. We were going through a rough patch. I met the perfect woman during our downtime. And now she loves me just as much, if not more, than my long-term relationship. What do I do? You know, it's been the same thing with me and my 8 year relationship. On again, off again, problems, no problems. But with my new girl, everything is perfect. But now, me and my long-term relationship are on good terms. And I don't know what to do. Like, do I cut off the person I feel like is the love of my life to go back what I'm comfortable with? Or do I just jump in the pool and just see where this new love will go? I need you guys, man. As always, keep giving them checks. Keep giving the people what they want.
Wow. Wow.
First of all,
great call. You came to the right place.
Yes.
We got you. If you're listening to the pod in your car, pull over. If you're on a jog right now, just sit down on a bench and turn the volume up. Because we have some advice for you, sir. I love that he didn't give his name either.
Get jammed up, don't mention my name.
He's just like, I ain't doing this. This can't be traced back to me. Shout out to him for that. 8 year relationship, going through some rough patches, up and down, in and out. During some of their downtime, he meets what he calls the perfect woman. He said that was his new love. So Mr. Rose, he has a decision to make. Does he go back to what he's comfortable with, that he's been with for 8 years, committed, loving relationship? Or does he, quote unquote, jump in the pool and try to make it happen with his, quote, new love?
So I love this call so very much. Thank you guys for the support. I need to do a better job of posting our podcast. I need to do a better job of clipping off these great questions and segments for my personal social media. But I bring all of that up because this is also therapy for us and for you, the listener. That's why we do this show. And I've had a couple of healers on Renaissance Man, Jacoby, and this question reminds me of a conversation I literally just had with Devi Brown, who worked with Draymond Green to unpack a lot of his social, emotional anxiety and things that he needed to overcome in order to try to be a four-time champion. And so I bring in the spiritual piece in this because I heard 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So when you hear 8 years, there's a spiritual piece there. There's a bond there. There's a we've navigated the turbulence. In every relationship, there will be turbulence. And so I'm about to ask a question that goes against the therapy that I've been getting as a human being. And that therapy is, when you're on an airplane and there's turbulence, what do they tell you to do in case of an emergency?
Put your mask on first.
And so I'm about to ask a question that's sacrilegious to that. And I want everybody to clip this off. This is really important about a relationship. I'm about to ask an important question. Do they have kids?
I'm assuming no. I believe he would bring that up. So I'm assuming no.
Right? Now, that's a whole nother subject for another day, right? Because there are people right now in relationships that they may or may not would normally be in, except they feel like they're doing it for the kids, or they're doing it for the best interest of the quote-unquote family. And then in a lot of those cases, there are people that have milestones in their head, like, oh, when my son or daughter graduate from elementary school, I'm out of here. Or when they graduate from middle school, I'm out of here. When they graduate from high school, I'm definitely out of here, right? But that goes against the therapy of securing your mask first, because that means that you're staying, but you're not staying for love and happiness.
Mm.
You're staying for the kids. So that's a whole nother thing to unpack. So since you said that there may not be kids involved.
I'm assuming there is not.
And he felt like he found the perfect
person. New love, perfect woman for him.
I would say if he felt his 8-year relationship, and I'm gonna use his word, featured the perfect woman, he would have married her.
Hmm, interesting.
Right? He would have married her. He would have married her. And so based on those dynamics, I say you need to ride out with the new flex.
Oh, I like it. So Jalen, you brought up healing. You taught some really good lessons. You gave great measured advice. However, I'm not about to do that. I'm gonna talk to our caller. I'm gonna say this. You date them both, dog. You're not married. You date them both. Have your cake and eat your cake too. You date them both. That's what you do. You're not married. You got the old one and you got the new one. And then find a new one.
Jacoby.
That's what you do. That's my advice.
Jacoby. I appreciate your candor and honesty.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have to bring you into the 2022 dynamics of dating.
It's like, you know, I haven't dated for 20 years. Last time
it's changed, it's changed since you checked out of the game, dog. And let me tell you the one thing that's changed. Social media.
Ah.
That now involves other people.
Oh, yeah, so yeah. Because you can't
example.
Date someone for a year and then be like, you never posted me once? You never posted a picture of us once in a year?
You see what I'm saying? Right, here's the other thing.
You tell the new flex about the old flex and see if she's cool with it.
Well, here's how it works.
Explain.
Even if the new flex is cool with it, she's not gonna act like she's gonna be cool with it forever.
Forever. Yeah, there's a ticking clock on that.
Right. She's not gonna act like she's gonna be. So you may be able to switch hit for a short period of time, but it's gonna often come up. And again, let me get back to the graduated point I'm trying to make. The thing that's gonna make it come up is when other people are involved. Remember, she has girlfriends. She has a sister. She has a cousin. She might have brothers. She has parents. And you know what? They're all on social media. And they're knowing that she dates you. And guess what they're doing? Paying attention to who you follow and what you like.
It's a great point. So here's, let me adjust my advice then. That's a great point, Jalen. You made me adjust my advice. Delete your social media accounts and then date them both. That's what I'm saying. You tell both of them that you cleanse yourself of social media because it's a time killer and it doesn't advance you, it does not serve you. So you deleted your social media accounts so you can spend more time and energy with them. That's what you do, my guy. Don't listen to Jalen and all of his mature, thought out, perfect advice. Be a dog. Be a demon. Be a gremlin.
No.
Be savage. You only live once.
No. Well, here's why he can't go savage mode. 8 years. So if you've been in a relationship with somebody for 8 years, Jacoby, you know that's that term you got to hit or get off the pot. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so she's not going to deal with the new flex. She ain't going to be going for that. You see what I'm saying?
Thruffle.
So thruffle. Here's the advice, but I'm about, but I got you, Jacoby. I got you though. I got you though. I got a scenario that's a win-win that you'll like.
Okay.
First off, you gotta have the courage because it takes courage to be happy, ladies and gentlemen. There are a lot of people that are doing things right now, a job, a relationship, whatever, not because they're happy, is because they feel it's necessary. Whatever reason. But you gotta be willing to walk away from those 8 years. Are you willing to do that? Are you really willing to do that? I gotta ask you that question. That there's some real equity there. There's some real stock there. There's real stock there. But if you are willing to walk away from it, because you have to be, because you already got a new flex.
You already got one. That's what I'm saying. You always say, like, your actions are so loud, I can't hear what you're saying. And if this 8 year thing was gonna be forever, then you wouldn't have a new perfect woman. If the 8 year thing was gonna be forever, she would be the perfect woman. You're using the
Correct.
Word perfect. Perfect.
Correct. So here's Jacoby's point, how it could be a win-win for you, my guy. Is if you're willing to walk away from your 8 year flex, now you get with your new one. Now Jacoby's advice applies. Now you can date her and then you can date somebody else.
There you go. All right, we came, you know what? That was a great call, that was a great question. I do not envy you. I'm glad that you called your uncles, Jalen and Jacoby. You're in a tough spot. I can tell from your voice that this is bothering you. You lay in bed at night, staring at the ceiling, thinking about this. And we need a follow-up call. Call back and let us know how this worked out for you.
But I have to say this, because this word means everything to me. My guy, you gotta be loyal. I know we joking and all, but whether it's your 8 year flex or your new flex, Jacoby is like when Ice Cube or Snoop Dogg says a record, we don't love them yos. Guess what Snoop does? He go home to his wife.
Wife.
You see what I'm saying? So like, don't let the art fool you from the advice. Okay, that's Snoop performing. And don't think that Jacoby ain't going home to his lovely wife.
20 years.
And kids.
20 okay? years.
Correct. So my guy, you gotta be loyal to whichever one you're gonna be with.
That's a good point.
If either situation is gonna work for you long term. And vice versa. Good luck. Keep us posted.
Keep us posted. Give us a follow-up call, 9580-JALEN. All voicemail, pod exclusive tomorrow. So hit us up right now, 9580-JALEN. All voicemail Friday tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We are. Not done.